Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is January 27, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about e-commerce in UK shows 6.7% growth in 2019. DPO Group extends Africa reach with licenses to operate in Senegal, CTE d'Ivoire, DR Congo. Remitly, Alipay to offer international remittances. WEX acquires eNett and Optal for geo expansion and consolidation. US corporate cash stockpiles spiked in Q4. Vector adds automated invoicing to fleet management portal. MasterCard propels Cardlay's Biz Card solution across Europe. Wirecard, easy transfer streamline payment for international Chinese students. Funding Circle CFO exits, replacement named. Now let's get started. E-commerce in UK shows 6.7% growth in 2019. E-commerce in the UK has grown 6.7% in 2019, registering an all-time low, E-commerce News Europe reports. The growth rate is significant when you compare it to the 11.8% growth rate in 2018. This is due to a difficult start, since online retail sales grew only 5.4% in Q1 and Q2 of 2019, compared to the same period in 2018. In the second half of the year, e-commerce sales grew 7.6% year-on-year. However, according to E-commerce News Europe, in November 2019 online sales increased by 16.4% year-on-year. December also achieved good numbers, with a growth rate of 9.4%. The information is featured in the latest IMRG Capgemini Online Retail Index, which tracks the online sales performance of over 200 retailers. DPO Group extends Africa reach with licenses to operate in Senegal, CTE d'Ivoire, DR Congo. DPO Group, an Africa-based payment service provider, has announced it is now present in 19 countries across the African continent. DPO Group is now operating in Senegal, CTE d'Ivoire, and the Democratic Republic of Congo in Francophone Africa. The company works with over 100,000 merchants throughout Africa, enabling businesses to pay and be paid online and offline. DPO Group launched operations in Kenya in 2006 and since then has expanded across East, West, and Southern Africa through organic growth and strategic acquisitions. The company is one of the largest payment service providers in South Africa, following the acquisition of PayFast in July 2019. By January 2021, DPO Group forecasts it will be processing millions of payment transactions in Francophone Africa, with great demand from the business travel arena initially, followed by e-commerce. Remitly, Alipay to offer international remittances. Remitly, an online money transfer service, has announced its collaboration with Alipay, a leading payment and lifestyle platform. The agreement enables Remitly customers to send money from their smartphone or computer, and for funds to be received within the Alipay app. Remitly is the first major online remittance service to launch transfers to Alipay from the US, as well as offering the service internationally. Alipay currently serves more than 1.2 billion users around the world, together with its local e-wallet partners. The service is operated by Ant Financial, the payments affiliate of Alibaba Group. Remitly's service is currently available to customers living in 16 countries wishing to send money abroad. At launch, Remitly customers are able to send money by selecting Alipay as their delivery method. Funds are transferred instantly and available for use in the bank account associated with the recipient's Alipay account. Both senders and recipients are able to track the status of their transaction within the Remitly app and via email and SMS updates. Recipients will also receive notifications within the Alipay app. WEX acquires eNett and Optal for geo expansion and consolidation. WEX has entered into an agreement to purchase eNett, a B2B payments solutions provider to the travel industry, and Optal, a B2B transactions optimization company, for a total consideration of approximately US$1.7 billion. WEX is acquiring eNett from Travelport and its owners, affiliates of Cyrus Capital Group and Elliott Management Corporation's private equity affiliate, Evergreen Coast Capital Corp. WEX is acquiring Optal from private shareholders. The two companies will be fully integrated under WEX's ownership. This acquisition further reduces WEX's exposure to macroeconomic fluctuations, while providing geographic diversification in its travel business, which aligns with our previously stated strategy. Through this combination, WEX will have greater presence in the EMEA and APAC regions. Pursuant to the terms of the agreement, WEX will acquire eNett and Optal for approximately US$1.275 billion in cash and approximately 2 million shares of common stock paid to the sellers. The cash portion of the transaction is being funded through a combination of cash on hand and new debt. The WEX common stock issued in connection with the transaction is valued at approximately US$425 million, based on WEX's volume-weighted average price over the past 30 trading days prior to signing. The transaction, which has been unanimously approved by the WEX Board of Directors, is expected to be completed mid-year in 2020, subject to regulatory approvals and other customary closing conditions. U.S. corporate cash stockpiles spiked in Q4. U.S. corporates ramped up their cash accumulation during the fourth quarter of 2019, a sign of a cautious approach to the economy, new research from the Association for Financial Professionals, AFP, said on Monday, January 27, per a report from Yahoo Finance. The AFP released its Corporate Cash Indicators (CCI) report, which surveys corporate treasury and finance professionals on a quarterly basis. The index jumped 22 points to +31 in Q4 compared to Q3 and increased 13 points year-over-year. The figures mark the report's highest volume of cash accumulation in its 8-year history. The cash stockpiling was not entirely unexpected. Researchers noted that corporate finance professionals had signaled plans to increase cash reserves and short-term investment holdings at the start of Q4, though the report found that they did so at a faster-than-expected pace. While the findings signal caution among U.S. corporates headed into the new year, early figures from the AFP suggest strengthening optimism and plans for financial executives to be deploying more cash as the first quarter progresses. Late last year, uncertainty over Brexit in the UK, impeachment in Washington and the trade dispute with China led financial professionals to tighten their grip on cash in anticipation of adverse impact on their businesses, said AFP President and CEO Jim Cates in a statement. However, with the first phase of the trade deal with China done and the UK election signaling a clearer path for Brexit, business leaders may begin to gradually mobilize cash in early 2020. Last week, reports in Reuters warned that corporate forecasts in the U.S. were wavering as executives struggled to remain optimistic. FAANG, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix and Google shares all declined last week, with markets tripping over several missed earnings forecasts and muted outlooks. Reports pointed to an array of factors behind the trend, including previous reports that the White House would cancel plans to hold trade talks with China. The International Monetary Fund had also recently cut its global economic forecasts. Vector adds automated invoicing to fleet management portal. Fleet management platform Vector is expanding its delivery to cash offering with the introduction of automated invoicing and accounts receivable functionality. In a press release Monday, January 27, Vector said it will launch automated billing within its portal that integrates cloud, mobile and on-premise treasury management system software to facilitate the invoicing process immediately upon delivery of goods, an effort to help fleets cut costs, the company said. Rendition billing will eliminate manual data entry and automate data capture from fleet drivers while on the road, including trip pay, weight and other metrics, from mobile devices in use by those drivers. Load data is automatically populated into invoices, which can be combined with other delivery documents from existing treasury management portals. Invoices can be emailed, with the platform supporting invoice status tracking. At Vector, we are committed to the best experience for both drivers and the back office when it comes to our delivery to cash solutions, said Vector head of product Nathan Cresswell in a statement. As we started in mobile document capture, we soon realized that an integrated rendition billing offering would complete the end-to-end story for our customers and further reduce their time to invoice. We are excited to complete general availability for these modules and begin offering it to any fleet in North America. Fintech is increasingly exploring financial and payments automation for the fleet industry, a particularly challenging market considering the mobility of drivers. Some of the latest innovations include the potential use of autonomous vehicles to automate payment. When it comes to optimizing spend and managing expenses, however, disparate data remains a top challenge. Every manager needs to consider cargo optimization, route planning, scheduling and dispatch, among other functions, the PYMNTS Workforce Spend Playbook noted. Fuel must be purchased and vehicles must be serviced and eventually replaced. A single vehicle may last years, but managers should pay close attention to such long-term concerns to prevent operations from coming to a standstill. Wirecard, easy transfer streamline payment for international Chinese students. Wirecard and Easy Transfer have announced they are collaborating to enable streamlined mobile payments for digital native Chinese students. The two companies are launching a new mobile payment and loyalty app designed for Chinese students studying outside of China. Approximately $3.8 billion in tuition payments were transferred via Easy Transfer in the first year alone. It is expected that more than $1 billion in payment volume will be processed by the newly designed solution in the next 3 years in the first few markets only. Easy Transfer was founded by a group of former international students who wanted to help simplify tuition payments for students worldwide. The company streamlines the entire traditional wire transfer process and makes it fully digital. After expanding to over 30 countries around the world, Easy Transfer has seen an 829% growth in transaction volume and 1,079% growth in overall number of transactions over the past 2 years. Wirecard has customized its intelligent mobile payment platform specifically for Easy Transfer. Easy Transfer will be able to offer Chinese international students flexible payment processes as well as a variety of loyalty features and ancillary services from its network of partner merchants. Thanks to this collaboration, students can shop online and offline via Wirecard-issued fully digital payment products, pay for meal plans, receive targeted partner merchant offers, make peer-to-peer transactions, and manage expenses through the Easy Transfer app. Wirecard will initially enable Easy Transfer's first phase rollout into the UK, while later on expanding into markets like Australia, North America, and other Chinese student destinations. Funding Circle CFO exits, replacement named. UK-based small business lending platform Funding Circle has announced its chief financial officer will depart the company, reports in City AM said Monday, January 27. Sean Glitherow announced his plans to leave Funding Circle, which has already named Oliver White as his replacement. White is currently the CFO at Provident Financial Group's Vanquis Bank. On behalf of Funding Circle, I would like to thank Sean for his significant contribution since joining us in 2017, said Funding Circle co-founder and chief executive Samir Desai. He has been an integral member of the team and someone I have always enjoyed working alongside. We wish him all the best for the future. In a statement, Glitherow said, "It has been an enormous privilege to have worked alongside so many talented people here at Funding Circle. I am leaving to take a break and I continue to remain a strong supporter of Funding Circle and its mission." Shares in the small business lending platform dropped 0.99% in afternoon trading in the UK, reports said. Glitherow's departure is the latest setback for Funding Circle. Early last year, the company announced it would be closing its SME income fund in the US following loan defaults and market exposure shifts. Last August reports pointed to growing losses at the company due to some deterioration of its high-risk loan portfolio driven by a deterioration in the consumer credit environment since 2016, which affects smaller and younger companies, and in response we tightened our risk criteria for higher-risk bank loans, the company said at the time. City AM reports noted that shares had dropped last July by as much as 20% after Funding Circle halved revenue forecasts. That same month, the company decided to delay its launch in Canada as a result of an uncertain economic environment, Desair said at the time. Months later, new concerns among investors were raised when reports revealed some investors were forced to wait months to withdraw funds from the Funding Circle platform, with the company pointing to slowing demand for small business loans, resulting in more lengthy loan sales on the secondary market. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.